This is the voice of Contract Management, presented by the law firm of Kroll & Mooring, exclusively for NCMA. Stay up to date on all things contract management 5 minutes at a time. Our team at Kroll & Mooring presents these podcasts to keep you up to speed on a bi-monthly basis. We will cover everything from regulatory updates to crucial changes that affect government contracting.
We are your co-hosts for this edition, Peter Ayer and Yuan Zhou. We start with a new law regarding human trafficking. On October 17th, President Biden signed into law the End Human Trafficking in Government Contracts Act of 2022. This act requires government agencies to refer any suspected instances of human trafficking to the agency's suspension and debarment official for consideration and appropriate disposition. The act does not impose any new substantive measures. Rather, it's designed as a mechanism to get suspected instances of human trafficking before SDOs for review. So it's a good opportunity for contractors to review their obligations, make sure that they have appropriate compliance regimes in place. Now over to Yuan for an overview of annual reports from GAO and the ASBCA.
Thanks, Peter. On November 1st, GAO released its annual report on bid protests for fiscal year 2022. While the number of protests that the GAO received dropped by 12% for the second year in a row, the overall protest effectiveness rate, meaning the percentage of cases in which the protester received some form of relief, such as voluntary agency corrective action or a GAO sustain, increased to 51%, tying fiscal year 2020 for the highest rate in the past 5 years. Now, the GAO's report also provides a summary of the most common grounds for sustained protests in the prior year. In fiscal year 2022, those grounds were unreasonable technical evaluation, flawed selection decision, and flawed solicitation. The inclusion of flawed solicitation on the list is notable because it's only made it on the list one other time since GAO began tracking successful protest grounds. Also on November 1st, the ASBCA published its fiscal year 2022 report, which provides statistics regarding the adjudication of appeals between contractors and the DoD and other non-civilian agencies. According to this year's report, the contractor prevailed in 71% of the appeals decided on the merits, up from 53% in both 2020 and 2021. The report also indicates that the board continued to have a high success rate in resolving matters through ADR. Of the cases that went through non-binding ADR, 97% were resolved successfully, including through mediation, arbitration, and through the ADR of undocketed appeals. Peter, back to you.
Thanks, Yuan. In a major development for federal contractors, the FAR Council published a proposed rule that would, if finalized, require many federal contractors receiving more than $7.5 million in annual federal contracts to inventory and publicly disclose Scope 1 and Scope 2 greenhouse gas emissions on an annual basis. Contractors deemed quote-unquote major, meaning those that receive annual federal contracts in excess of $50 million, would be further required to disclose annually their Scope 3 greenhouse gas emissions and climate-related financial risk assessment processes. Beyond disclosures, and perhaps more significantly, major contractors would also be required to set emission reduction targets to meet the goals of the Paris Agreement and have those targets validated by the Science-Based Targets Initiative. Companies that do not comply with the relevant requirements risk being found non-responsible under the relevant suspension and debarment regulations. Should this proposed rule go into effect, the mandatory Scope 1 and Scope 2 emissions disclosure requirements would begin 1 year after publication, whereas the enhanced compliance requirements for major contractors would only go into effect 2 years after publication. This is obviously a really important proposed rule. A lot of companies are looking at it and thinking about whether they should provide public comments. That comment period closes on January 13th. Of 2023. Certainly, we'll be watching developments here closely.
That's all for today. Thanks for listening to The Voice of Contract Management, brought to you by Kroll & Mooring exclusively for NCMA. Stay tuned for our next episode as we continue to discuss all things government contracting. In the meantime, explore your learning opportunities at www.contractmanagement.com. www.ncmahq.org/course catalog.